in these unusual circumstances that we are experiencing at the moment. Perhaps it's becoming more clear to us how restless and discontented our mind actually is. So in truth, to be able to see this is very beneficial, because each of us needs to learn how to control our restless, discontented mind. Until we learn how to control our restless, discontented mind, we will never find the happiness we seek. We will never solve our human problems. So whenever we see our restless, discontented mind, we see it, we can feel it operating. This is actually a good thing, because we think, there it is, there's the enemy, my own uncontrolled mind. It's what's harming me, not the situation, the unusual situation that we are finding ourselves in. Buddha teaches suffering and happiness depend on the mind. They are experiences of the mind. They are feelings. They do not exist outside the mind. Happiness must come from our mind. And here is the most wonderful teaching. The real source of happiness is inner peace. If our mind is peaceful, we will be happy all the time, regardless of our external conditions. But if our mind is disturbed or troubled in any way, we will never be happy, no matter how good our external conditions may be. If we want to be truly happy and free from suffering, problems, we must learn how to control our mind. Wonderful. So teachings of every religion have great meaning, but they all have their own specific function. Buddha's teachings are specifically for controlling the mind, for establishing a peaceful mind, a calm mind. When our mind is peaceful all the time, we will be happy all the time, no matter how difficult our circumstances may become. So sometimes we may think Buddhist teachings are just abstract Buddhist philosophy, but this isn't true. If we integrate these teachings into our daily life, we will understand from our own experience how important and relevant they are. So it's true, we need to control our restless, discontented mind. So in the scriptures, for example, in Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, written by the Kadampa Buddhist Shantideva, in the beautiful Buddhist poem, Shantideva says, "Where is there enough leather to cover the surface of the earth But just having leather on the soles of one's feet is the same as covering the whole earth. In the same way, it is not possible to control all external events. But if I simply control my mind, what need is there to control other things? So this is extraordinary wisdom, such helpful advice. And Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, in his book, The New Eight Steps to Happiness, gives some commentary to this analogy and this verse. He says, if we have to walk across rough and thorny ground, one way of protecting our feet is to cover the whole ground with leather. But this is not very practical. We can achieve the same result in a much simpler way by covering our feet. Similarly, if we wish to protect ourselves from suffering, we can either try to change external conditions to make them conform to our wishes, or we can change our mind. Until now, we have been trying to change the external conditions. But this clearly has not worked. Now we need to change our mind. So this analogy is very helpful. In Kadampa Buddhism, analogies are used to take something simple that we do understand and then use that analogy to help us understand something that we do not understand. For example, that we need to control our own mind. So when you have a moment, please think about this analogy, about walking across rough and thorny ground and trying to cover the whole ground, for example, with leather to protect our feet. But there's a much simpler method. We just need to cover our feet with leather. So we understand this analogy. So what's it teaching us? Normally in our life, we try to manipulate, to control every external circumstance so that we don't experience any pain or suffering. But this is impossible. We try so hard. It's why we're so exhausted, so stressed, so anxious, because we know we can't prevent every difficult circumstance. For example, the unusual situation that we see at the moment. So Buddha's pointing out something that later will become so obvious to us. Like covering your feet with leather, we can't change, control all external events. But if we control the mind, the result's the same. We stay peaceful, we stay protected, we're happy, we're free from problems, because our mind responds to every situation with patience, love, compassion, wisdom. So we need to learn how to control our mind. The first step towards changing our mind is to identify which states of mind produce happiness and which states of mind produce suffering. We need to train our mind through spiritual practice, gradually reducing and eliminating our negative, disturbed states of mind and replacing them with positive, peaceful states. This is the very essence of learning to control our mind. If we fail to control our mind, nothing else can help us, because it is our own mind that is creating our pain, our problems. As I mentioned earlier, if our mind is peaceful all the time, we will be happy all the time. We definitely need to make an effort to improve our positive minds, our pure love, compassion, patience, wisdom, and inner peace, and to integrate these minds into our daily activities. Through doing this, we can make our own and others' lives happy and meaningful. So let's learn to control our restless, discontented mind and become someone whose mind is peaceful all the time.